Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. This is Jason Notcher in the mix, and welcome to another episode of 75 Vibe Mix, the one radio show that's out that we vibe in the 75. And how are y'all doing today? And yes, 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 yes. Today we also have my lovely co-host, Miss Tirola, in the building. How you doing, ma'am? You still there? All right, we're going to give it a couple moments to join in. But yeah.
Yeah, normally.
So, okay, cool. Tirola, are you there? Okay, so what me and Miss Tirola we're going to be talking about today, in today's show, we're going to discuss these times we living in. It's kind of crazy how, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to Black Friday shopping, you know what I'm saying, how things are going to get into and whatnot. And, you know what I'm saying, growing up, Black Friday shopping was more so, you know, that it was always that time of the year where, you know what I'm saying, you see your parents go out and do they shopping for you and whatnot, and everybody would be running around like a chicken with the head cut off, going to store and whatnot. But now, I wonder how are y'all, the listeners, going to be doing shopping this year? I mean, I know everybody's going to be cyber shopping like a mug, but I mean, judging by how we was back in the day when we were younger and then how it is now, I wonder how, I mean, I guess you could say, expect to, like, gain from all the shopping, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, y'all still going to go out to the malls? Or are y'all, you know, more so going to be staying in doing most of your shopping? You know what I'm saying? That's just a question I want to ask the listeners, you know what I'm saying? We want to ask y'all, you know what I'm saying, what's going on as far as with the, with y'all's Black Friday shopping, you know what I'm saying? And then also, how was it growing up versus it now, you know? And if you have, you know, kids of your own, you know what I'm saying, like, I guess y'all gonna have to sneak somewhere and do most of your shopping, or if you work from home as well, you know what I'm saying, y'all in between calls, y'all be doing the, you know what I'm saying, the shopping, like, yo, I'm on the job here, I'm on Amazon there. but yeah. So we also got a mix going in, coming in, of course, at 10, you know, in around 4:10, you know what I'm saying, mix made by yours truly. But you know what I'm saying, we definitely going to get into the topic of Black Friday, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the day after Thanksgiving, and Lord knows, I know y'all ready for Thanksgiving. I know I am. And definitely, we're going to have some good mixes in for y'all, some mixes y'all for dance to, y'all to jam to, and whatnot. So what I want to know is, though, going into the holiday shopping and whatnot, or going into the holiday season, period, I mean, what do y'all expect for this Christmas being in 2020? What do y'all expect for Thanksgiving to be in 2020? Because, I mean, y'all know this year has just been some craziness. we going through a pandemic, going through the most longest election of all time, and now we back in that season of which is now, I guess, quote-unquote, called Corona season. Like, already people are already, like, stacking up and getting themselves ready. But it's crazy because it's like, is this not what we're going to be expecting each year? Like, for real, this makes me wonder, like, yo, I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying, now that we got somebody new in the office, we can definitely have some, like, some changes, some some answers as to, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I ain't taking no vaccine. I'm pretty sure a lot of people aren't either. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully they find a way to really, like, try to neutralize or try to die down, you know, this ongoing thing. Because, I mean, now, you know what I'm saying, people, I mean, we can't have no Thanksgiving parade. We probably not going to have a Thanksgiving parade, y'all. Like, come on. Like, you know, with the whole big, huge, you know, blimps and like, big, huge thing of Power Rangers and Dragon Ball Z and all them other people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shoot, New Year's Eve going to be crazy because it's like, yo, everybody's going to be scouting around, you know what I'm saying, at what used to be near where the ball would drop or whatever. Can't do that this year neither. So it's just like, yo. But going back to the topic at hand with the Black Friday shopping, I mean, do you feel that since this is going on, that the thrill of going out early in the morning, sitting outside the stores and whatnot, I mean, do you feel like the thrill is gone? Or now that, you know what I'm saying, or do you feel like, are you still going to go out there? I mean, you still, I mean, let us know, you know, what y'all thinking about that. Because, I mean, yo, Black Friday shopping is, you know, it's a quintessential moment in everybody's life, you know what I'm saying? Especially during the time of, like, when I remember when I was younger, I went Black Friday shopping with my moms, and that was right there was hilarious. It was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Terrell, are you there? One second, people. One second. But, as I said it before, just have some light time. Y'all, so we right now gonna work out the kinks on the show, but yo, we gonna go into the mix. It's DJ Jay Sinatra exclusive. Let's go.
Is this 75 vibe mix, the podcast with DJ Jay Sinatra and the co-host Tarola? Oh man, y'all already know what it is. You know what you gotta be tuned in to. You gotta keep it saucy, baby.
DJ Jay Sinatra in the mix.
Just got some top from this hoe. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope and took her to the oak. Got the top from this stripper bitch. She from Kankakee, just brought a clock with a ruler clip. Boy, don't play with me, this bitch a hoe. Met her at the store, you know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope and took her to the oak. We in a car, she don't live that far. Say she left a person named Church. You know wanna play it. We can go there first. I bust for you. Put up to a spot. She live at a park. It's getting dark. My clock on my lap. I'm just thinking smart. So she hop out. She switching this shit. This bitch thinking shit. She got 2 minutes. If she ain't back out, then she gon' need a lift. She left her phone, so I picked it up. This hoe slow as fuck. Now miss calls. 3 of them for mom. The other 6 they duck.
Now I look up and I see a truck. It's just pulling up. Someone hops out. A big goofy nigga. He trying to look tough. I'm like, what? What he trying to do? So I bust my move, but he kept walking. He don't want no smoke, boy. He not bulletproof.
He got the top from this stripper bitch. She from Kankakee, just brought a clock with a ruler clip. Boy, don't play with me, this bitch a hoe.
Met her at the store. You know how it goes. She wanna smoke, so I bought some dope and took her to the oak. Got the top from this stripper.
DJ Jason, not
Josh. Gotta cut the lights off when it's time to slide. The murderers I hang around, they got me traumatized. The life I live, I see a killing, I won't say a thing. X out the witness on a mission, he won't say my name. Apartment building, daddy hustling, he was selling cash. The bitch I'm dealing with, she hurt me, ever felt some pain. That struggle made me harder, mama getting fed up. Looking out the window, trying to keep my head up. My partner don't take care of his kids, I say you got a man up. That made him mad, but I'd be wrong if I never said nothing. Don't got no love for those who left me, nah, we ain't speaking. Your partner dead, you know who did it, so why he still breathing? Your bitch got caught texting a nigga, she say that ain't cheating. Nigga, you crazy if you fall for that, cause that
I don't wanna take the time, man, to tell you I'm dead. And I'm gon' keep it real. Yeah, I know it hurt to find out that they was lying, bad. Feeling the way you feel, but you gotta suck it up, tough enough, tough enough. Don't get that money, baby, we gon' run it up.
My dog crossed me, now he missed me, yeah, he knew what it was. I stayed silent from the jump, yeah, I'm so tired of broken love.
Big Sam told me when they painted you a picture, don't let them paint you another picture. Saying I switch sides, but you fuck with who tried to get me in. Fake friends smiling in my face, won't send it at my back. Package on my cap or get me whacked and recorrect my dentures.
They did not believe what I was bred to be when I was little. They did not believe that I would one day get us out these trenches.
Grandmother telling me they play with me to put them out their middle. My mama so pussy, I'm just pretending like I wasn't looking. Maybe that's the only reason that I always fall in love with her. Standing in the kitchen fucking dope, I'm trying to learn to cook.
I know this bitch gon' fuck one of my partners, I go back to jail. I don't get a bar, just hold it down, I come on, we
don't share. I wanna take the time out to tell you I'm there. And I'm gon' keep it real.
Nobody else. I was keeping my heart. My humanity go into an unknown. You got a lot to lose, but it's all basic. How about we ride this time? You better late. I bet I'm living it up on some station. Lot of wine and nice to be my lady, lady.
You can't replace me like a battery. You can't mistake him for nasty. You know my anatomy. You know my body is voodoo. Probably Kama Sutra, Mr. Uchiwali. She hit the whoa. I'm in control. I'm in her soul. Sugar daddy sometimes. No sugar coat in one line. When we talk, but she thought she could have found a new guy. That kid alright, but I'm a kryptonite. A different type. Lorenzo Nia Long, Love Jones. Dipping on the bike. You growing into a better woman. It's whatever we thugging. New product every season. 50 ball on the budget. If it didn't occur, she for me, I'm for her. Running. Only thing worse than being alone is wishing you were.
To replace me, I'm gonna lose you for nobody else.
I'm one of one.
Keep on my heart, but they're on safety. Now I'm ready to go into an unknown. You got a lot to lose, but it's all basic. How about we ride this time? You better leave me. I bet I'm living it up on some station. You love the wine and nice to be my lady.
Yeah. You talk a little sweet about me, a lot of sour. I know that you believe in stars.
just like stars, you know your words got a lot of power. You know I'm good at reading you, I spent like 10,000 hours. I must have bought you 10,000 flowers, ignoring red flags and audibles. I even bought your daughter clothes and your father clothes. And I bought you diamonds, even though I got a heart of gold. And on your enemies we rode, I go Picasso Art of War. We a different pedigree, I did some foul shit across the line, you seen the petty me. I never gave you infidelity or tried to wreck your credibility. I'm not your ex, I'm your ecstasy. Methamphetamines, ain't no better me. Facts. Yeah.
I got immaculate vision, no cataracts in my pupil. Don't understand my decision, so I don't need your approval. I'm a motherfucking villain, just like you see in the movie. But still I'm a fucking hero, stay low-key like a casino. Hear no evil casino, pocket full of the casino. Back room full of that primo, bad bitches drinking no pino. And margarita bikinis in different cities, you seen it. With bitches thick as Serena, licking pussy and pink. I see the line between a maniac and a genius. Fill up arenas, promoters, we take their ass to the cleaners. 2 decades straight, 100 shows. A night of peace, capiche, bread bigger than me. Sheesh.
On the road to riches and diamond rings, for real niggas move things on private planes. I say you're looking for me, I'll be sucker ducking your little bitch. Yeah. Looking for me, I'll be sucker ducking your little bitch. Yeah.
Ride through the city, 100K on the seat, shining like bitches in bikinis, sunny day on the beat. Pray on the week, never, I'ma find a way to stay on my feet. Hand on my heat, west side of Atlanta, rubber bands on my back. Like a Martin in my
business.
All the hot girls make it pop, pop, pop. Bad bitches with the bag say, ay, ay, ay. If he ain't talking about no money, tell him bye, bye, bye. And if we see a mad hoe, tell her, ha, ha, ha. Me, you a damn fool. But keep talking about me, bitch, that's all you can do. But keep my cat up out your mouth, cause that's your man food. Oh, I know you crump with little Bibley while my shoes. God damn, I'm not the DJ, but I make your body move. God damn, watch your mouth before I leave you, whoa. Hey, all the hot girls make it pop, pop, pop. Bad bitches with the bag say, ay, ay, ay. If he ain't talking about no money, tell him bye, bye, bye. And if you see a mad hoe, tell her, ha, ha, ha.
Keep on doing that, yeah. dollar bill, come get her. Even your man know Nicki's do it better.
I know you don't like me, you wanna fight me. Always on my page, never double tap like me.
Baddies to my left and my right. Never chase a corny nigga, put that on my life. Just spit it in his face, all this cake.
DJ Jason Nacho.
She wanna woo me, nigga. She wanna fuck with the woo.
Versace hotel with Versace roll. Like you when you let down your hair with no pole.
And I say to myself, cause I never liked these hoes. If she only liked the guap red like these hoes. Why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind?
Especially when you get designed and I want it done. And the feeling came with the wings like a number nine.
Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too.
She wanna fuck with the woo.
Brand new clip, and I ain't never know if it
and sit on my hip. Gotta get a bitch close and a brand new whip.
I just got a brand new grip. Mm-hmm. You know he turns in a VIP. Mm-hmm. Why did you say to me? You can get hit in your lip. Mm-hmm. And it's flavor key. You run this shit and get tripped. We make him do like a chip. We let it blow from the rip.
Blow from the rip.
Tia, I run the show and then we up. Turn on my gallery up. Stick with the gang, get beat up. Little shawty if you wanna meet up.
know, my bad, queen. Go ahead.
Yes, you told me to say it. Now you're going in with me. Okay, leave that with the 75 bad mate. There you go.
My bad. I'm so used to doing it. It's like,
you
yo.
Just told me.
I know, I just told you, but I'm so used to doing it. It's funny. It's literally funny. But, yo, we back in the mix. You know what I'm saying? I got my co-host with me, Tarola. We, you know what I'm saying? We discussing today of Black Friday shopping. What's your input on it? You know what I'm saying? How was it when you was growing up, and how do you feel it differs from how it is now?
I mean, from when I was growing up, you know, like you said, the parents would go out, they do their thing, come back, they go to sleep, we sneak and see what they got us. Next thing, we act surprised.
Exactly. I remember
but
I
now,
did that one.
It's like, it's so different, like, online and all that.
It is, because see, the thing is that with cyber shopping, you gotta buy your stuff like a week in advance or a couple months in advance, because then it's like, yo, the stuff that you buying could be out of state or out of country.
Right.
I know for a fact that I just recently purchased like something from Amazon not too long ago, and it took like almost a month and a half to even get over here. So just imagine how many people are going to be like literally hitting up Amazon's customer service saying, hey, yo, when is my joint coming? You said it would be here on November 22nd. It is now December 23rd. What in the heck? I need my joint. Yeah, exactly. And I bet you. Exactly. But see, I do remember as a child once upon a time that I did sneak into my mom's room one time where all the gifts was laid out. Boy, I tell you, I ain't never got an ass whooping so crazy. You ever, like, it won't want to know
nah,
regular.
My parents want that shit.
Oh, nah, see, my mama, see, when it comes to, see, I'm going to tell you right now, when I saw that joint, I ain't never had an ass whooping so hard. I mean, my mom said, yo, she gave me that Grinch Who Stole Christmas type of joint.
Damn.
But nah. I mean, I guess I usually I deserved it, because you know what I'm saying. But yo, we're going to take in some calls in just a couple moments, you know what I'm saying. But I would want us to, you know what I'm saying, dabble in this topic, because you know what I'm saying, like, because nowadays people can't even go out to the malls or stand outside and stand and be for the Thanksgiving parades. People can't do nothing no more. It's just,
I mean, but is it really a bad thing?
I mean,
like,
it's not,
with all that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we ain't got to really worry about too much crime around this time, you know, with the fighting and all that for Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, because, see, the people be literally fighting. I mean, I'm pretty sure if we had no corona, people would literally be fighting for that PS5 that just dropped not too long ago.
Oh, you already know it.
Like, I can already tell that.
Somebody lost their life.
Exactly. Like, I'm pretty sure there will be literally people on the news saying, so this just in, this father and this other customer got into a fight over the new PS5. Details at 11. I agree it's not bad due to that, but I guess you could say it was, you know, the thrill of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I ain't never really cared for Black Friday. Don't shoot me, but I don't care.
Like, no,
I never was the time. I mean, yeah, I like the sales, but as far as having to go out and not store all them crazy people, that stuff is crazy. And you know what's funny? Like, the older people, like, them elderly people, them motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh, yes, they are crazy. I've seen, yo, they would cuss people out in a heartbeat. But, yo, again, what, I don't know, to all the callers, we're going to be taking in calls in just a couple of moments. You know what I'm saying? In like a couple moments. So, you know what I'm saying? I need y'all to, you know, you know, keep on holding. We got y'all. You know what I'm saying? We, you know what I'm saying, just you know, just dabbling into this conversation. Because like we saying, it's like old people during the holidays, especially during Black Friday, is the funniest thing. Especially when they go out shopping. Because you be thinking they are, oh, she's a nice old woman, you know. All of a sudden, she cursing you out like a sailor. She literally about to fight you. with the thing with the tubes and the oxygen,
the oxygen tank,
exactly.
Exactly,
she'll whoop your tail with the oxygen tank, like for real.
She got a
like,
nice breath for everybody.
Exactly, shoot. She and it's crazy just how nowadays how it is now when it comes to that. Basically, I mean, you go out shopping now. It's just nothing but people with masks and everything. So it's just like, dang. I mean, people could be saying hi to you from a distance. And you saying hi, but they like, is she saying hi to me with her eyes? Or she saying, I didn't hear. I'm like, nah, man, you didn't. I said hi. You didn't hear me? Nah, I didn't hear you. You have a mask on. I have a mask on. Oh, everybody got a mask on. So, you know what I'm saying? But so this is what we got to do. We about to, you know what I'm saying, go into the callers, you know what I'm saying, taking a couple of callers, you know what I'm saying, see how people are now adjusting to the new norm of Black Friday. So we're going to take in the first caller.
423-504.
Yo, you in the mix.
Yo, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yo, we can hear you. What's good, homie?
What's going on, man? Down here in Chattanooga, chilling, man. You know, finna get ready to make a trip out to Nashville.
Oh, word? Okay. How's the trip going?
How's who?
How's the trip going?
Oh, it's going good, man. I'm going down there for one of my artists, man. Be looking out for Reese Love, man. She coming to the area. You know, she got a platform already and everything. You can Google her, you know what I'm saying, Reese Love. So I'm going down there. We're trying to do some more recording and everything on the NSA, National Street Association.
Okay. All right, that's what's good, homie. But, yo, so tell me. How are you feeling about this new norm now when it comes to Black Friday, man? I mean, are you going to still go out there and, you know what I'm saying, and fight the good fight with the most of the customers trying to get out there to the malls and the stores, or are you going to be cyber shopping?
Man, to be real nowadays, man, everything going online now, man. This pandemic done changed the game, man. So, you know, I've been goddamn doing everything.
I
can't do that one. I let the old people handle their business. You know, they like to do all that.
Exactly, man. That's all I feel you on that, because it's just like this pandemic, ever since the start of this year, like everybody knew 2020 was just going to be a wild year. I don't think
I thought it was going to be that year of the year. You know what I'm saying? It's going to change the game. That shit backfired on a lot of people.
I knew
2020 was going to be some chitlins when I freaking saw the president stuff.
Man, this shit, I ain't no politician, none of that shit, so I don't really speak on. I'm still living, you know what I'm saying? That's how I like to say on that.
I feel you, man. But yeah, I thought 2020 was gonna be that year too, for real. But yo, I want you to shout out, you know, so let people know where they can find your artists and you know, say where we can find you out on the media.
You can find me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Facebook, Mark and LeBron Gill. You know what I'm saying? You can find me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to IG, Mook, Big Mook. You know what I'm saying? My email, nsaboss1491@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can find Reese Love on YouTube. You can find
All
me
right.
on platform, BIGMOOKNSA. That's BIGMOOKNSA. Also, I got a National Street Association platform that you can find the artists on too. So it's uploading, you know, everything coming to the light. You know, God has been good.
All right, that's a bet, bro. That's a bet. And you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in, you know, vibing with us for a few. And you know what I'm saying? We definitely hope to hear from you, you know, call in more and, you know what I'm saying? And also, you know, if you want us to play any of the music from your artists, you know what I'm saying, you can hit us up on the IG of 75 Vibe Mix Radio.
75 Vibe Mix Radio.
Yeah, 75VIBEMIX Radio. You find, you know, just DM me the info. We definitely will definitely, you know what I'm saying, shout out, show love, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, back that up, man. Shout out to you, man. Appreciate the love, man. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate all the love, man. Thank God for everything that's going on right now.
Yeah, most definitely. Stay safe.
Stay safe out there. All right,
shout out to the radio station, each and every one of y'all.
Appreciate you, homie.
One love.
One love. All right. So we are, you know what I'm saying, we like I said, we're taking in some more callers. We're taking in some more, you know what I'm saying, I want to hear from, we want to hear from everybody, you know, on this subject of Black Friday, cyber shopping, you know, how y'all feeling about the new norm with it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take in the next caller.
248-794, you live.
I Lumen, but you Lumen gets that better.
Hello?
All
okay.
Right. Yeah, I guess they were trying to freestyle to the beat.
Yeah, these are the calls we get. These are some of the calls you're going to hear.
You got 4435.
Hey, anything to get your name heard.
Yo, hey, you in the mix.
It's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
What up, Keisha? How
hey,
you?
Hey, Royal.
I'm doing good, and you? How are y'all?
We good. You know what I'm saying? We Gucci.
Pretty good.
You know what I'm saying? Just discussing about this Black Friday and the new norm. I mean, how you feeling about it? I mean, are you going to, I mean, are you cyber shopping? You going out still? I mean, what's your opinion about it?
Well, no, I am not going out. I haven't been out on a Black Friday in maybe 10 years.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. No, but seriously, once, like, Cyber Monday and all that started, like, kicking in, I'd rather just get some stuff online, you know, but, yeah, I do, you know, do some shopping in stores and stuff like that, but, no, I'm not doing the Black Friday thing.
Do you have a memory of back in the day when, like a childhood memory around that time when it came to Black Friday? Like any, like memories or a childhood joint that you recall from back in the day with Black Friday?
Thank you, John. Yeah,
she dropped out. We got 515-661.
Yo, you in the mix.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, this is Midwest Matthew calling in from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
What up, Midwest?
Iowa.
Yeah, not too much. Ooh. Oh, you have a guest on this time?
She's a co-host, bro. She's my co-host. The regular.
Oh, is she always on here?
Oh, no. She just started.
Now she's
on
here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Nice to meet you.
Yep, you'll be hearing me. Hey, nice to meet you.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, you said the discussion was about the new, I don't like saying that, but you know how stuff is going out there.
The new norm.
With the mask.
Yeah, how things is going now, like with Black Friday and the holidays and whatnot. I mean, what's your opinion on it, homie?
So let's see. Can you fill me in real quick? What are they going to be doing for Black Friday? They're still going to have the stores open just like everything. You just got to wear your mask.
I think
not
so.
Really.
I think you... Oh, they
not really, no. They limited the stuff. That's why they're doing like online Black Fridays throughout this week, next week.
I've heard some stores were by me, but yeah, like you said, they probably going to be limited with how many people going to be in the stores, and then you got to wear a mask,
yep.
And then the adjusted
yep.
store hours and whatnot. So, yeah, it crazy. I'm going to tell you that way.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
well, I do know that much. So, how I'm adjusting, I stay inside. I don't really go out too much anymore. I used to be out at the club like almost every weekend. I hadn't even really been doing that even now. Even though the clubs over here have opened up, the clubs and the bars, I just stay indoors. So,
yeah,
you know,
so,
I heard you mentioned PS5. I got my PS4, so I just play on that.
Yeah, for real. Because it's like nowadays, it's crazy because it's like how, you know, some places are opening up and whatnot, but still it's just too much of a risk because, I mean, the news
mm-hmm.
and the media, how they just, you know what I'm saying, say this state got caught a case, this state is spiking up, there's a new case here, the new case there. I'm like, God dang.
Right.
And it's just
there's a case. Yep.
Everywhere a case.
And they said that, yeah, and they said that our cases have been going up over here in Iowa. They've been spiking and stuff because now the clubs are open. But my thing is,
mm-hmm.
He dropped out. You want to go to the next?
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
All right. You say you're ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's go to the next call.
412-863, you're live.
Hey everyone, my name is Stephen Oliver. I got a question. I just want to talk about something, and I know YouTube is not meant for this, but it's not a dating service. But I figured I'd try that anyway. I am a 29-year-old, totally straight male looking for a woman, And I have a bondage and a foot fetish. And the foot fetish, everyone would think was weird, but probably not. But I actually like the smell of a girl's dirty feet and of a girl's dirty foot. And that's embarrassing for me to say, but it just turns me on. And I love the soles and everything. And I also have a bondage fetish. I like tie-up chains and stuff. But I live in the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Like all that.
In the hell?
He wanted him a female.
Yeah, with a foot fetish
by
and
means,
some more.
By any means necessary.
But yo, what is that?
I got some pretty feet, baby. I got some pretty feet for you.
I'm done. I'm so done right now. I can't control how much laughter I have in me right now. But what I just heard. Let's call us. Let's stay on topic. You know what I'm saying? This ain't a dating service. I understand. There's POF and there's eHarmony for that. Okay, next call.
4-4-7-5-7-2-3-6.
Yo,
what's up, everybody? What's going on, man?
What's good with you, homie?
No, much. This is one half of the Royal Crest Radio Show, Mr. Rentel.
What up, homie? How you been?
I've been all right. I can't complain. How are you?
Shoot, man. We chilling, man. I'm chilling. My co-host chilling. We all chilling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, my boy.
You know how it is.
Yes, sir. But so how you feeling towards, like, this new norm with, you know what I'm saying, Black Friday and the holidays? I mean, how you feeling towards that? I mean, what's your opinion?
For Black Friday, I usually do Black Friday, so it don't really affect me.
Right, right.
Yeah, anyway, I saw it because usually I'm working. So, and then we're back in stage one now, so we kind of back quarantined a little bit more in Baltimore. So it's like standing in the house all over again.
Exactly. It's like I don't even call it the holiday season that much anymore. It's Corona season. The holidays are just there. Because it's
some places, they cancel Halloween last week in Connecticut. So, it's like, certain states cancel what they want to cancel. So, I wouldn't be surprised if they cancel Thanksgiving or Christmas if they want to do that. They keep, like you said, it's a mess regardless.
How do you cancel a holiday? I would never understand that.
That is crazy.
Cancel what
they didn't get enough money. It's a money game. As I get older, I'm probably a little bit older than y'all, so I realize it's a money game. Everybody wants to spend money on stuff, so they're going to make anything a holiday. If they can make money off of it, they keep it. If they can't make money off it, they don't want to keep it. There's no tradition no more. You know, there's no tradition no more.
That's true. I just feel like going forward, it's crazy in my opinion. It's crazy because I'm so used to like seeing a whole lot of people getting ready for, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving parades and Christmas holiday, like live Christmas holiday shows. I mean, shoot. New Year's Eve, I mean, you might as well just watch the ball drop from the television. Cause ain't nobody going to be in Times Square. Times Square going to be empty.
New York been shut down forever, so I don't think they're having anything. They still in phase one. You got to do a lot of stuff here to fly inside of New York. So I'll be surprised if they even have anything in New York this year.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
They probably
too.
Do digital ball drop or some stuff.
I would be weak as a mug if I saw a digital ball drop. I'm going to be like, yo, for real? This is what we do now? But, I mean...
Telegraph. All you got to do is text everybody. Oh, the ball drop. Let me text you. Screenshot
exactly.
It or put it on Instagram. Oh, Instagram, here you go. Let me put a meme up there. Just send it. Huh? Watch the ball drop.
That would be a dope
That's
meme, though. Just standing by the window watching the ball drop. That's it's crazy, man. But Joe, man, let the people know that where they can hit you up at, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You can follow me basically on Mr. Runtel that on IG. Right. And as far as anything, radio shows, because I mean, I just got off a Five City tour, so I know how the other side of this could be. So it's been good.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's what's up, man. And you know, shout outs to Bridge the Gap Media. You know what I'm saying, for that magazine piece that I did with y'all, man. That was a dope. That was love right there. You
That's
know what
coming
I'm
to you soon, too, by the way. This time it will come to you soon, real soon.
We
ain't afraid about it. We ain't afraid about it. How's VA down there, though, man?
Shoot, VA is, I don't know. Terrell, what you think VA is like? You know what I'm saying? What's a good word
to
put VA? No, I'm talking to my co-host. Like, what do you think?
No, don't put me in it. VA?
I mean,
what part are y'all
VA?
In, first of all? What part are y'all in, first of all?
Seven.
I mean, Hampton, New Canews.
I'm in Hampton.
Portsmouth. Oh, okay.
I'm all over.
Okay. I'll be down that way sometime, too. So, I mean, it's not surprising what y'all saying. So, we can do that off-air situation, but I understand.
I heard the governor put us back on stage one, so that one right there is just like, I mean, it's crazy because I didn't even know about it until my mom had sent me a text, and I was just like, yo, what the hell?
You gotta keep up with your local news.
There's going to be a lot of alcoholics.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they closed at 10 o'clock. We have phase one right now. Again, we started Thursday. And it's like, we got the county, so it's a little bit better for us. But for y'all, I think it's like the whole state of Virginia, which is kind of stupid to me. I mean, you couldn't do nothing then. Now, before the academic, you couldn't really do nothing. Now, you definitely can't do shit. So it's like, what the? But Virginia Beach be open, so that'd be good. Hampton, yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine for you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I was down there for 10 years, so I know. 10 years in Hampton and 2 years in Newport News in Norfolk, so I know. I know exactly how y'all feel.
Oh, yeah, man. But I do appreciate you calling in, man, you know, kicking it with us, you know what I'm saying, showing
Anytime.
Some love.
Shout out to y'all, too, man, and your special guest.
Oh, no, she's my co-host, G.
She's gonna
hear from her a whole lot more, I'm telling you.
I mean, yeah, if it's a pandemic, I'll be calling in.
Most definitely, bro. But, yo, you stay safe out there, man.
No problem. Keep going with you.
All right. So, we're going to take in, let's see, we got about 5 minutes on the clock. So, you know what I'm saying? What we're going to do now is just, you know what I'm saying, probably take one more caller. You know what I'm saying? We'll take in, you know, if you're promoting or if you want to advertise your business or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you know, you could do so.
Oh, yeah, it's Royal Crush again.
Hey, what? I was wondering what happened to you.
I started talking at about my, I pushed the phone to my face and, yeah, I hung up with myself. But no, I'm not going out there for Black Friday. It's too much going on, you know, and with the whole COVID thing and I mean, and like you said, you know, the holidays this year is definitely looking different. I'm still trying to make the best, you know, of it, you know, for the kids and myself, just, you know, because you can't stop living. You know, even though we're living in some really extraordinary circumstances, you know, I'd rather be on this side than opposed to, you know, the other side. So I'm just trying to, you know, make the best of it. But yes, I like I said, I haven't been out there in 10 years. I'm not fighting with nobody about no TVs and all that other stuff. But you know, but what is also great is that. I know, like, Walmart, Target, they've been doing all kinds of, like, Black Friday deals, like, now, and they're going to keep doing them leading up to, you know, what would be Black Friday. So I'm pretty sure they'll have some type of nice sales and things that came out, because I think, like, Walmart had, like, a 42-inch TV or 30, whatever it was. It was, like, $88. So
it was a 52-inch, and yes, $88.
Yes,
I
know you got one in your car, girl. I know you got one. You got one somewhere. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I look, like I said, you know, we just all have to, you know, make the best out of what is going on. You know, especially like for kids. You know, if you got kids and. You know, you because I mean, look, we're all, you know, we're all going through this shared experience, but you gotta make it best for them and try to give them some type of enjoyment and things, you know.
Definitely. Well, Keisha, I appreciate you calling back in. You know what I'm saying, rocking with us, vibing with us. Appreciate you, and you know what I'm saying, let people know where they can hit you up at and where they can tune in to your radio show.
Well, definitely, thank you. It's a pleasure joining you guys. And if anyone would like to know how they can get on the show, send us their music. You can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook, or ENC Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG. And next week for the show, we have comedian Rashad Bashir, who will be joining us. Next Thursday, 4 p.m. Same station.
All right, man. I appreciate you calling in, Keisha. It's all love, girl.
Yeah, y'all be safe out there and have a great day.
You too.
You as well. All
right, so to wrap up this episode of 755 Mix, we just like to say, you know, to all those who are going out there shopping, please be safe. Wear your masks. And, you know what I'm saying, and if you see one item on the shelf and you see another person going at it, don't fight. Because then it's going to lead to some bloodshit. But if you're doing some cyber shopping.
Get it or run.
True. That's true. You want to just run. You want to run like hell. For real. But, yo, this is DJ Jay Sinatra with my lovely co-host, Tarola. You know what I'm saying? Catch it. Yes, I'm going to get the name right. I'm going to say it right. Correct. It's got a roll with the tongue. But, yo, we're going to catch us next Saturday for another episode of 75 Vibe Mix. And we out.